The Biden campaign is preparing this weekend to move the 2024 campaign into a higher gear. Candidate Joe Biden will mark January 6th with a speech near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, where the campaign says he'll reflect on the attack on the U.S. Capitol and a pervasive risk to democracy. At the same time, the administration of President Joe Biden is laying out its priorities for 2024. While he runs for president, he's also still running the country. Here to talk about those priorities is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning, Layla. Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year to you, too.
So it's the start of the year. It's the time when presidents focus on priorities in preparation for the State of the Union speech. So what are the president's priorities, particularly given that he's currently unable to push through the most basic function of government, which is funding?
So really quickly, I do want to take a bit of a step back, and I'll be very quick here. If you look at the last 3 years, this president has been able to do more in the last 3 years than most presidents accomplished in two terms, right? If you think about him passing historic legislation on investing in our infrastructure, semiconductors, climate, and lower prescription drug prices, all of these are so critical and important. So there's more work to be done. We want to continue to build on the successes that this president has had in these past 3 years.
Now, these accomplishments that you just listed, I mean, from infrastructure to climate to the handling of the economy, despite the accomplishments, polls suggest somehow it's not really resonating with the public in the ways that the administration had hoped. Why do you think that is?
So I'll say this. Coming out of 2023, we saw some really important data. And the data showed that Americans are indeed starting to feel the impact of what we call Bidenomics. And so you saw consumer sentiment soar 14% last month, the largest one-month increase in over a decade. That matters. Inflation expectations fell. Americans are more optimistic about their personal finances. So look, there's more work to be done. That's something that the president understands. You know, and here's the thing. There is a contrast here that we have to make very clear. We think about what congressional Republicans have been doing. Their plan to, they don't have a plan to lower costs. They just don't. They continue to focus on what they call Maganomics. And so there is a contrast there, what we're trying to do and what Republicans are trying to do. But we have shown the work. It comes out of the, comes through the data, and you see that.
Now, Republicans have been very critical of President Biden around immigration, right-wing Republicans more specifically. That was the focus of the House Speaker's trip to the border yesterday, where he blamed the president, called it a catastrophe, threatened to vote against government funding if the U.S. border with Mexico isn't, quote, shut. I mean, is the president willing to make concessions on border policy to get that funding?
So a couple of things there, Layla. So right now, for the past couple of weeks and months, there has truly been a bipartisan conversation on the Senate side with Republicans and Democrats, obviously, to talk about budget negotiations. And the president believes that we need to have a bipartisan agreement to get to the root and the cause and how to deal with what's happening at the border. He wants to see policy changes and funding. But look, you asked me about Speaker Johnson, and I have to address that. Last May, Speaker Johnson and the House Republicans voted to eliminate over 2,000 Border Patrol agents. And in mid-December, even as the president was negotiating, having conversation with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate for a bipartisan agreement, Speaker Johnson and the House Republicans, they went home. Layla, they went home. And so right now, instead of doing their job and joining the Biden administration and doing what we expect them to do and find a common ground. That's what the American people want them to do. Instead, they're doing these political stunts, right? There is a real request that the president has before Congress, the supplemental request, national security supplemental request. And the reason why the president put it forward is because he knows it's important to make sure that the border is taken care of. He understands that it is critical that we deal with our national security issues. But House Republicans continue to obstruct. And that's the reality that we're in.
But how do you get anything done then? They're part of the political process. I mean, how do you get anything done?
It's a really good question. And that's what we've been doing. That's why we've been having those conversations with Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. And it continued over the holidays to find a real solution for the border, to find a bipartisan agreement. Let's not forget, and I know you've reported on this, this is, when you think about the immigration system, it has been broken for decades, and the president took this very seriously at the first day in his administration and putting forth an immigration comprehensive legislation to Congress. And that's how seriously this president has taken it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Leila. Appreciate it.